Last week, I told you about two of the first four plays to open the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, which has just begun its nine-month-long season in Ashland, a quick six-hour drive from Sonoma County. Those first two were Lorraine Hansberry's The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window, which I very much liked, and Shakespeare's The Tempest, which I very much didn't. That leaves me to tell you about Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors, believed by many to be his first comedy, and Coconuts, believed by some to be the Marx Brothers' first Broadway musical. Technically, it was their second, but they did adapt it into their first feature film. The Coconuts, energetically directed for the Ashland stage by David Ivers, reassembles the original script of the play with songs by Irving Berlin and a book by George S. Kaufman. This new adaptation is by Mark Bedard, who also channels Groucho, in a performance that is outrageously good, frequently veering off script into some silly audience improvisation. The story, such as it is, takes place at a Florida hotel during the 1920s land boom, where the place is being run into the ground by the avaricious Mr. Hammer, a.k.a. Groucho, a.k.a. Bedard. His head clerk, Jameson, Zeppo, has fallen in love with the wealthy Polly Potter, whose mother prefers that her daughter marry Harvey Yates, who's only pretending to be wealthy. Into the mix come two con men, Harpo and Chico, who add complications to Mr. Hammer's plan to marry Polly's mother. Confusing? Doesn't matter. The comedic power of Coconuts is not its story, or even the songs, as nicely put together as they are. This is all about seeing the Marx Brothers alive on stage again, or almost. The entire cast is uncanny at teasing the unavoidable datedness of the material while celebrating the timeless genius of the Marx Brothers, who they do bring to life in amazing ways. Also set in the 1920s, A Comedy of Errors, directed by Kent Gash, plops the story down in the Harlem Renaissance of New York City. Director Gash turns the story of two long-separated sets of identical twins into an eye-popping, music-filled romp. In Shakespeare's play, the towns of Ephesus and Syracuse are at war, declaring death on anyone from the opposed town. In this staging, it's New Orleans versus Harlem. Wandering into town are the wealthy Antipholus and his servant Dromio, both of New Orleans. They have been wandering for years, searching for their lost twin brothers, who for some reason bear the exact same names. Separated in childhood by a storm at sea, they've arrived in Harlem, where unbeknownst to them, their grown-up twins have been living for years. Nothing that happens afterwards quite makes sense, but the fun of this staging is in how entertainingly the cast keeps all of the various plates spinning. With a mostly African-American cast, this fresh look at an old favorite is fresh, funny, clever, and satisfying. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival runs Tuesday through Sunday every week through October. For all the information, visit osfashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.